Yeah, the party's going on. Thank God it's Friday.
It may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want it forever, man, ever, man, ever, man. I'm shutting down in the mall and telling that girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning to call. I want it forever, man, ever, man, ever, man.
And we are back right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio, taking in all over the world.
All over the globe.
Yes, woo! It is another.
Hey, we're transmitting in Mars now, too.
Oh,
we're transmitting in Mars.
What? Yeah, you getting ready to walk on the moon, too?
Hey, I'm going to do all that. All Elon right. has shown us the way.
Jesus. Elon has showed us the way.
Mm-hmm.
Shabba.
It is another Friday right here on the number one rated business show. Thank y'all so much, all our folks right there on Instagram for joining in, all our folks on all the networks, Facebook, and everywhere else.
Yes.
Ooh, it's still Thursday for me, y'all.
What?
It's gonna be all right.
Nah, it's
get it
it's
together.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Are you sir?
You want some juice?
Are you sir?
You want some Red
Bull? Go to bed after this show.
Red Bull keep you up. It'll give you wings.
Oh my goodness.
I heard it gives you wings for real.
It gives you too many wings.
Yeah, I heard it gives you wings for real.
That part.
And a halo.
Okay.
Well,
I'm
gonna need a halo and some wings and everything else and more. Lord have mercy. All right, let's go ahead and get these announcements out of the way real quick. If you are out in the Douglasville area, I want you to go visit my personal barber over at Studio 1211. You can visit him right there at 6405 Fairburn Road. You can call and schedule an appointment at 770-485-6772. Ask Pete to Melvin, come get you a good part.
Yeah, a thick one with a check in the back.
Just do it.
I'll leave it alone. It's going back, though. It's going back. It's going back. We might just let the part go now.
What about us joining the Silver Fox Club? No. You seen them guys?
Fox?
Nah, man.
Yeah.
They distinguished. They got
oh, very distinguished.
They distinguished, bro. I might do not do the fluorescent. I might
that,
do the whole
bro.
Silver thing.
I'm not silver enough for all that.
I am.
Yeah, I agree.
They are true Renaissance men.
Yeah.
They are phenomenal.
Really?
You haven't seen Silver Fox Club?
That doesn't sound like
man,
people
I
that
can't
you would
even
run
hate,
with.
No,
though.
I can't
it's not
even
what you
hate
think,
on them,
though.
Bro.
It's not what you
I
think,
I can't even
Kevin.
Hate on them. I look at them and I'll be like, I'm inspired. I'll
oh,
be
they,
like,
they are wow. GQ'd back,
yeah,
really? Real for real. Yeah.
Oh,
you need to go get down there, Joe. But you the new superstar, the next Denzel, Danny Glover?
I am somebody.
And while you getting sharp, I also want you to go over to Smyrna and visit my friends at Titans Fitness, their world-class training facility. I'm telling you, bro, I'm good at this thing. Their world-class training facility. Got fitness programs, nutrition, brand new Vitality Center. Mm-hmm. You can get personal training, everything right there at 1834 South Cobb Industrial Boulevard, right there in beautiful Smyrna, Georgia.
That's what's up.
Or you can visit them online at titans.net.
And you can work out online in your home.
Oh, yeah. For all my parents out there, if your kids are having some problems with math,
mm-hmm.
or you having some problems helping them with math.
Or you need your kids to help you count your money.
I ain't gonna lie. My daughter came to me with something the other day, some exponentials or something like that. I was like, girl, I ain't seen this in so long.
That new math.
Hold on. Let me call this one over here. GLP tutor.
Yeah, it is that new math.
Yeah.
But I will say this, and this was a part of the marketing minute the other day. I asked to use this service, Greater Empowerment Tutoring. I promise you, it is a great tutoring service. They do a great job. They can tutor your child online via Zoom. They will break it down for them. They will explain it, make it nice and plain for them where they actually get it. Like, seriously, because she broke it down to my daughter, and, like, and she was excited, too. Ooh, exponentials. I was like, ooh, I'm so happy for y'all.
You know, I was told by a teacher when I was in school, there's no such thing as a stupid question. Just stupid people. And I said, you about right. That's
no,
why
it's
you
stupid
only
questions
$30,000.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I digress when she was trying to do shots at me.
Oh my goodness, Jeff! You have some of the you got some horrible childhood stories. You got some trauma.
Really?
I'm glad it's Mental Health Month. We got an advocate.
Oh yeah, right.
That we gonna help you with some of this trauma because you got a lot of that, bro.
I told her just because could I go to the bathroom? That is not a stupid question or a stupid person.
Dr. P, what you going to do? I'm going
to
let you.
We need
to.
It's mental health.
It's math, Dr. P.
You're a doctor.
See, 20 students minus one that went to the bathroom, equals how much?
Oh my God, Jesus.
19.
If your child need help in math.
Really?
Over the summer, they are hosting a math camp, middle school math mastery, half-day camps. You can do it virtually or you can do it in person. The camp is only about $200. It lasts for from June all the way to July. You can go to gmptutoring.com online to get more information. And
GMP
I promise you,
tutoring.
They're effective.
Yeah,
I promise
it helps. Because when they start talking about when this train goes and this train goes to whatever at this speed, how fast they get there, who's getting there first, I'll be like, dude, I don't know. I don't even ride the train no more.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus.
We fly.
He don't ride the train.
Oh, he
gonna
ride all right.
I tried it. I can't ride the Martin no more either.
Oh.
It's just, I tried it once. I was just gonna save gas and all this type of stuff. You just don't go through 5 points.
I don't know.
Bro.
I one thing you ain't gonna.
It's
get
not
there
a great experience. If you did it once, trust me, that's enough.
I can take it off my bucket list.
No, that's right. My youngest like, Daddy, gonna take me on Subway? No.
You got some real talent on the Subway.
Oh, it's some talent on it. It's some talent. You think? Oh, yeah. It's some talent, people.
Yeah.
Jeff, what do we have for our marketing moment for today?
We're going to talk about duets.
All right.
I being a singer such as myself, you need duets. But we're going to talk about duets in the form of TikTok. So one of the ways you can expand your reach as well as your brand awareness is find somebody that's relevant to your audience,
mm-hmm.
and they're providing some great content, and do a duet with them.
Okay.
You know, and once you do a duet, not only are you contributing as a thought leader to the insights that they brought to the table, you're also touching their audience, your audience, and other audience that's searching for that type of content. Mm-hmm. So do a duet.
Okay.
Y'all can do a duet with me.
That was much more intelligent than what I thought you were going to say, Jeff.
Wow.
I
told you, I'm not a dumb person.
I'm impressed.
I have some dumb questions, but I'm not a dumb person.
No, you are not, sir.
Okay.
We are proud of you today.
We are proud.
We're going to give you some flowers later on.
Well, I thank you. I'd rather have cash.
Yes, that is Dr. P. We got somebody taking down on Facebook saying, is that Dr. P? Yes, Dr. P is in the house. Jeff won't give her no camera time. But that's all right.
Oh, no, I'm going to give
that's all right.
Time.
Jeff need to shine, right?
I need. Well, the one thing that is shining.
The hell with the gas.
The one thing that is shining the top of my
the hell
head.
With him.
I'm okay. Just saying. I'm shining over here. But Dr.
Thank
P.
You.
Yes, darling.
How was your birthday?
It was all that. And I'm still celebrating. I got something. I celebrated yesterday. I celebrated. It's going to be lit. Young people say, they say, this here weekend. I'm needed. Starting tonight.
Did you
where we going?
Share with the caller.
Wherever you like.
Yeah. Did you share with the caller your cousins and some? Because they were like, you from this town and this high school and your people, this people. Did you share with them so y'all could see if y'all know each other for real?
I did. I even shared the show with them, and they were very, very excited and very elated. But you know me. I'm going to make it work.
J.G. said he was a traditional man.
Yeah.
He said, you need to stay pregnant and barefoot, okay? And get your butt in that kitchen and back him to flow on the way in there.
Kill his camera. You do not need that type of smoke over here.
Okay. I said J.T. was with that, bro. But what y'all tell you, what's up? Don't a hit dog holler.
Hit dog a holler
I'm
every time.
Ain't me.
I'm very progressive. I know my place. Mm-mm.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-mm.
I don't know, Ryan. I'm sorry.
Really? We're so sorry, dog.
It was supposed to be a serious show today.
Really?
But.
There's a guest in the house.
We do.
Lord have mercy. Joining to the program today, he is a college student turned mental health advocate.
Wonderful.
He is a stellar young man. He has his own blog and has a great story. In the house with us today, Mr. Ryan Jackson.
Yes.
How
are you
doing today?
Doing good,
yes.
Man.
Yes. Welcome.
Hey, thank you.
See, he's young. He's making things happen.
Mm-hmm.
See?
That's
what I'm talking about.
I get it, bro. You don't know what to say to Jeff.
I do shine like that. I just like it's like words from heaven.
Yes. Mr. Jackson.
Hey, wait a minute. For the engineer,
tell
every
us
time
a little
I
bit
talk,
about yourself.
Say, oh. Every time I talk, just say, oh. That's what we do. That's what we do.
Mr. Jackson, please tell us about yourself.
Hey, how
quickly.
Are you doing? Good, good. My name is Ryan Jackson. I'm a college student at Georgia State. Oh. I'm majoring right now in sports management, so I'm looking to go into the world of sport.
All right.
Looking to become a GM one day.
Oh, wow.
So I'm looking to do big things in the world of sport. But right now, my main focus right now is mental health.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
GM, are you going to be the GM for the Falcons? We need you.
Lord, they need help. But my boy Terry, he going to take care of it.
Okay.
So
we need
Terry,
you,
Terry, we trust. And Terry Trust, but until it's my time to shine.
I would tell y'all something thing. Y'all Falcon fans so do have faith. I ain't gonna lie about that.
Yeah, we're rising up, y'all.
Yes.
You know we got the Saints game won.
So, oh, you know. Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's cool.
But tell us a little bit. I know now from your illustrious background, you're also an athlete, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I ran track. So I actually ran track middle school through high school. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, going to college, you know, of course, you want to continue on your career. But you understand that eventually that comes to an end.
Okay.
But the good thing with running, you don't have to stop. So now I run, you know, almost every single day.
Okay.
It's a way to, you know, get energy out of my body, you know. It's therapeutic for me, being out there listening
like
to music.
That.
It's really great. So it's probably like my one activity that I get to enjoy. I'm out there by myself. It's great, man.
You do the morning runs or you do the evening runs?
I'm a runner, so like I run in the morning, midday, out at nighttime.
Damn
so
it.
Wow.
The people that you swerving, wow. trying yeah. not to hit, that's probably me out there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Y'all get on my nerves, too.
Right, right.
Just run straight across the street. Yeah.
Right, right, right.
Wow.
I dare you to hit me.
Right,
yeah.
correct.
Yeah.
But tell me this. Running is one of those type of things I don't do. What do you get out of that? Is it a certain relaxation or is it?
Yeah, so it's like a runner's high. I don't know if you guys heard that before, but you get a real like euphoric feeling when you're running.
Oh yeah, you get it from lifting weights and stuff.
Yeah,
too.
Lifting weights too. Any type of physical activity. Mm-hmm. Recommend. Yeah, they recommend like 30 minutes a day to get that high. It's real, you know. In the morning time to get your day started. It's great, man.
That high almost put me on my back, though. I was like, yeah.
It's almost like coffee.
Yeah.
Now, you're also a mental health advocate, because yes. I definitely want to make sure that we hit the important parts.
Yeah, definitely.
You're also a mental health advocate at such a young age, too.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit, why do you feel mental health is so important, and why are you doing so much to promote mental health to other guys in your age range?
It's important. So for 13 years of my life, I struggled kind of like in silence, with not a lot of people knowing, you know, what I was going through.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, there was situations that happened and transpired.
Now, hold on, you said 13 years.
Yeah,
now you're a young looking man now.
Yeah.
So that puts you back in like 10, young 8, teenage.
Yeah, 10, 9. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So for a long time. And of course, a lot of events and situations transpired, and people didn't understand why I would lash out, or, you know, why I would act a certain way at school, why I would go silent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was because I was struggling, you know. Of course, you put on a front or a facade that you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you smile, you laugh. But when you go home, you know, you're crying, you're scared, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know if you want to, you know, live the next day. So for 13 years of my life, I went through that. And as someone that's young and as a black man, it's rough. Because, you know, we already have all these high expectations. We already have, you know, the fears in the world. We have the people that, you know, don't want us to succeed. And then I'm battling mental health as well. It was rough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This past August, I finally reached my breaking point. And I actually was getting ready to commit suicide.
Wow.
And the only reason that I'm still here today is because my dad found me.
Wow.
So had he not found me in the car, I would not be here today.
Wow. Let's start back. As a young person, because I'm pretty sure you didn't understand what was happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
At what point did you start to understand, hey, something is different, or I'm not feeling like most normal kids say they feel? Like, at what point did you realize there was a problem?
Honestly, I want to say I realized early on, but the situation between my parents, I feel like I had to just kind of be strong through it for my sister. So I kind of put it down and pushed it to the side.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of, you know, my family members, you know, they were happy that I was being resilient. And from that, that's kind of when the facade came. And when I put it on, the mask of me, okay, I need to be, you know, the person that's humorous, you know, that's always laughing, you know, that person that everybody wants to hang out with. Because it was easier to, you know, to move throughout the world in that facade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But eventually, once I got older, I realized, like, man, this is not okay. Like, I'm hurting my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hurting family members. I'm lashing out. I'm not being true to myself, my true authentic self. Mm-hmm. And that's when I got to the point that I need help. But as of course, if you don't, you know, put actions behind those words, mm-hmm. yeah. You know, it's only going to get worse. And of course, it got worse. The older that I got, you know, the more responsibilities that you have, mm-hmm. You know, you start to realize like, okay, like you can't just do this by yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, the last year, I want to say 2021, mm-hmm. From the beginning of that year, I knew that I needed to get help. And, you know, of course, I pushed it to the side, you know, mm-hmm. going through like a relationship, mm-hmm. you know, and it got to the point where I couldn't keep going no more.
Now what led to the depression in the first place, or what started you down that path in the first place?
It was actually my parents' divorce. Okay. I want to say I was 9, 10, and divorce is really rough. And I don't think that a lot of parents really understand the traumatic impact of divorce. Mm-hmm. You know, of course you see that, you know, they're split between two parents,
mm-hmm.
but there's a lot of kids that are actually really going through a lot.
Okay,
because I want to say that elementary, middle school age gap is rough. You know, you can't really be weak. You know, you have to come mm-hmm. to school, like people will bully you. You know, if you cry, you're like, I couldn't mm-hmm. come to school crying, but I was crying, you know. There's times where I, like, you know, I would sleep on the floor. You know, that was my bed, you know, for a long time. And people wouldn't know that. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, Ryan, can I come over? Nah, man, not today. Mm-hmm. Just because my situation wasn't, you know, the right situation to have friends over.
Now, explain this to me. What about your parents' divorce led to you personally?
Yeah.
Feeling, you know, depressed and this type of thing. Like, what was it? Was it just the whole separation of the family? Or was it dad not being there? Like, what part mm-hmm. of it that you feel like really led to your depression?
Yeah, so because I was at such a young age, it's hard to understand your parents are not together mm-hmm. anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, when you grow up in a two-person household for, you know, 8-9 years, you know, mm-hmm. that's the expectation. Like, you're right. Like, okay, you know, you grow up, you see in the movies, like, you grow up together, they get old, and they still together. Mm-hmm. And then when I realized that wasn't happening, like, that literally that day, like, my world was kind of shattered. And then I found out that my dad went to jail because of the situation, and that was even mm-hmm. worse. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear the stories when you're young. Of course, they could be over-dramatized. They could be, you know, dramatized.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You hear stories and like, oh, my dad is in jail. Like, something could happen to him, you know? Mm-hmm. And then you see the impact of that on him as you grow up. And mm-hmm. you're just like, man, that's not something that I want to be. But you're still scared, you know, because your parents aren't together. It's just a lot of, especially as a black man, I just saw the kind of the slippery slope that my dad went on. And it's really rough to see.
That's amazing, the sleeping on the floor thing, because it just really hit home, because I've seen my daughter do that, and I didn't even realize that was something I need to pay more attention to.
Yeah, it's something to think about, because people don't understand what you said earlier about divorce. And people don't understand when a couple goes through divorce, it's not just about the husband or the wife.
That's
the
true.
Kids suffer as well, and these are alerts if anybody is going through something like that. Mm-hmm. You really need to pay attention, because it's not all about you.
Oh,
you
yeah.
have your kids that involved, because when you and the husband and wife are breaking up, you're breaking up the family. Like you stated earlier, mm-hmm. you used to come from a mother and a father type of unit. Now that is divided, and now you have to go through your life, however, knowing that your parents are not together. Not only that, your father went to jail because mm-hmm. of this situation. That means to me there's domestic violence or however, whatever could be in certain relationships. People need to understand that's even more dramatic. When mm-hmm. you got divorced, then you got a domestic situation, or you got a situation that one party may have to go to jail. Not the same in your situation, but you just need to understand that's hard. And again, I say I commend you for being your transparency.
Oh, yeah.
Because
what
you're saying today is helping some, hopefully, parents and helping some children. Like,
you're helping me at this point, because I'm like actively going through it. So I get it.
And it's important. You know, it's important to talk to your kids about those things. They're hard topics to talk about. You're like, they're young, but if you can find a way to be able to, you know, get it through them that it's okay and that you're there for them, you know, and just to be able to, you know, let them know what the situation is, you know. Don't hide things, you know.
Now, I grew up in a similar situation. I'm sorry. But I grew up in a similar situation, you know, with, you know, domestic violence and all this type of stuff in the home, and my father going to jail and this type of thing. One thing I found out growing up, I was angry. Did you experience that? Like, yeah, no. You were angry, you felt like, you know, something, somebody owed you something or something like.
Yeah.
No. You need to stop listening to our conversation. But no, I grew up feeling like.
Siri, man.
I seriously grew up feeling angry and this type of stuff and wanting to lash out. And I ended up getting up in a lot of trouble over it. Did you find yourself in those situations?
Yeah, no. That age is rough because, you know, of course, you're going through puberty and you're going through changes. And I definitely, you know, went through a time where I was mad.
I didn't understand that.
There was a time where I was, like, wanting to fight my dad and wanting to fight my mom, you know, and wanting to fight people at school. So it was rough, you know. My emotional behavior, it was changing, you know, someone that was always smiling. Mm-hmm. Now I wasn't smiling as much, you know. I was probably, you know, frowning, mad, you know. It was a rough time. Yeah, it was definitely a rough time, but there was a lot of anger.
Wow. Now, you said you took some actions, like you started to notice it, identified, and you said, okay, I need to take some actions. Yeah. And, you know, I want to get into those actions that you took. I mean, first of all, your personal in behind closed doors action, because you got to get that in order first, and then you found help outside.
Oh, for sure.
So, you know, let's walk through that.
Now, I want to say the start to it was probably my introduction to track. So in middle school, when I started running track, that was kind of like my escape. So I didn't have to worry about, you know, my at-home situation or at school. It was just like those few minutes that you're running out there by yourself, or a few seconds, like it's you're by yourself and you get to enjoy it. I mean, it's a sense of peace.
That's me, those few seconds.
Yeah,
and you really
grasp onto that because you know, you start to, you know, like really need it and you enjoy it. So that I think track, in a certain way, it kept me going for a lot longer than had I not maybe found track and found, like, you know, an escape like that. But then more recently, finding a therapist, honestly, I want to say that therapy is the main thing that really saved me.
I am so glad you brought that up, because especially in our culture, we don't believe in going to a psychologist or a psychiatrist. And it's so important that we understand these individuals are professionals and they are here to help us to get to that particular point. And I commend you for saying that. And I would like to say, too, it's interesting. On Wednesday, I am now considered now a certified mental health first aider, that
all
I can be able
congrats
to go out.
Congratulations.
To help. Wow. So I can go out and help those who are in need and understand the importance of getting them back on recovery. So I just salute you. I really do.
Sure, yeah.
And I really do.
We got to take a real quick break right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio, checking in all over the world. We'll be right back. Continue the conversation about mental health and getting into talking about a counselor and getting into therapy, because I think that's a important stuff to get into.
Definitely.
We'll be back right here after this.
At Align for Life, we work with attorneys across the entire metro area. We are a portal of entry provider, meaning we can ensure your client is triaged accordingly and coordinate all aspects of your client's chiropractic and medical care from start to finish, including referrals to medical doctors, specialists, and imaging. This is Dr. Fowler. Your injury clients deserve the best transportation, extended hours, and compliance monitoring. We understand your needs. Refer your injury and accident victims right now by calling us at 404-383-1110 or visit us at yourfinespine.com.
Transportation is provided via Uber, and we are open late so your clients can come in after work.
Auto accidents, wellness care, slip and fall. We take care of it all.
So, what's the asking price on this house?
You'd probably be more comfortable living somewhere else.
How long is the lease?
Sure, you can afford to live here, but...
How are the schools?
We have twins.
This neighborhood probably wouldn't be right for your kids.
If a real estate or rental agent says anything like this, you are being discriminated against, and it is illegal. If you experience housing discrimination, go to hud.gov/fairhousing and report it. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
And now an important message from Jerry Rice.
As a career wide receiver, I've been hit hard. But no training nor practice prepared us for the devastation of COVID-19. Thankfully, there is hope. Even with multiple vaccines available, we still have to work together until everyone is safe. We all win when we unite to prevent.
For more information, visit unitetoprevent.org.
Hey, y'all, it's Paris Fit, and I'm rocking with KC Pride, the host of the number one rated business show.
And we are back right here on the Real 1100 AM, iHeartRadio, checking in all over the world.
Yes.
It's another Freedom Friday.
Ass free.
Right here.
Ass free now.
Yeah, it's free. It's Friday.
How you doing today, Joe?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I mean, it's Friday.
Yeah.
It's about to be the weekend, even though my weekend will be very busy.
What you doing this weekend?
Man, I speak at a conference.
Okay.
A cannabis conference.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
Shoot.
I tell you how to market
about?
Your cannabis. The product sells itself.
Last I heard, all you got to do is tell folks you got it.
It's all you, and you ain't had to worry about anybody coming.
Here they come.
And grows.
And I'm going to tell you how to market your cannabis.
All right. Is that legally or illy?
Yeah,
legally.
That part. Okay.
Because you can't legally do nothing in Georgia.
Not yet.
But now
Stacey
we are
says she gonna do something about
national
it.
Thing. You can do it on an international level through the internet.
All right.
Okay, Lord.
Well, I guess that go along with the conversation. They say it's good for mental health.
Yeah,
so.
It is good. That's what
it
they
will
said.
Keep you high, but you can run too. I mean, running keeps you high.
Please, I can't. I'm done. I just can't.
He be just all off somewhere.
Don't judge me. Don't you judge me, Dr. P?
Yes.
Let's talk about you so we can get off me.
I'm good. I'm right here on Earth. I'm just wondering. You know, are we?
No, I really, really, really enjoy the glasses. Nice style.
Thank you, darling.
Beautiful style. Better than KC's glasses.
Sorry, I like my glasses. I rock my aviators.
Hey.
I looked at a video the other day. I think I was in my 30s. I was rocking aviators in inside
I saw that video.
Yep.
Yeah.
I ain't never growing up, ever.
Oh.
Be a child all my life. No, I'm joking. But anyway. Mm. Jeff teaching folks how to push that ooh wee.
Yes, that sticky icky icky. Oh.
Woo, okay.
Yeah, back if the feds come knocking, if the feds come knocking, I'm the light skinned guy with the aviator glasses on.
Bro,
see?
You don't even
right.
sound like a
right.
light skinned guy.
Hello? I'm like, really?
Oh, my goodness. Back to somebody with some sense.
Yes.
Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Continue the conversation.
Yes, Ryan.
Actually, going to the process because you know that first step is always admitting I got a problem. Something ain't right.
Yeah, that vulnerability.
But, and like you say, a lot of times that's where things get worse.
Yep.
So what did getting help actually start to look like for you?
Yeah. So it started with getting a therapist. And I'm not gonna lie to you. The first few sessions I didn't take it serious, you know. And that's probably the first problem. Just because you get a therapist, like, you got to really take advantage of the therapy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, tell them everything. You got to be vulnerable. And, of course, that's hard as a man, you know? We're always expected to, you know, just be tough, to hold things back.
We talk about it all the time.
To hold things back. But, no, you really got to be vulnerable. You got to get to the nitty-gritty and really get to the problem. And for me, it was talking about the divorce. Like, there were some things that were, you know, left unsaid. That needed to be said, and I was kind of, you know, stepping those things down, and, you know, the first few sessions were rough, you know, because I was, you know, peeling off the bandage, and that was a process right there. So the first couple of sessions, I was probably mad at my therapist more than anything, just because he was, you know, trying to really get to what the problem was, but eventually we were able to, you know, to address what the problem was, and it helped me, because I finally understood why I was angry, why I was confused, why I felt the way that I felt, you know, every single year, why I felt sad. And then I was able to move on to be able to talk about other topics, which is really great. Because I was able to, you know, heal from the trauma. And now I'm able to, okay, how can I be a better man now?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then, you know, what you're going through is really not for you. It's for you to help someone else. And see, being in the space that you are in such a young age, because since this COVID, mental illness has been on the rise, especially amongst our young people, as you have seen also in the news and things. So it started at a young age. I remember, like, when we left the show the other day, Dana was telling me about an eighth grader. She took her life.
Yeah. Really?
Because she was going through a domestic situation. They found out the things that she was going through when they did her autopsy. I'm like, what? Eighth grade? What is this? You know, and not only that, even the young kids in elementary school going through bullying and how that can overtake their lives. And that's, I'll say, in that regards, parents taking a more close and proactive role of knowing your children, knowing what something is off and understanding what they're doing, just like what you were talking about in your case right now, Kevin. It's about, you know, your daughter was sleeping on the floor. Now you didn't know. It's like now you need now.
Nah, it's definitely some stuff I'm gonna pay a lot.
Just have a and parents need to have a hands on the pulse as it relates to their children, because I know I did with my son, and to say that because I was in a domestic situation, didn't I know how it affected him? And that until we got the necessary help that we needed, and he was able to understand. And he told me why. He did what he did. He said, Mom, because I was not in a space to protect you. Wow. I was angry. Pretty much, like, just angry. And when that therapist went in and pulled back those layers, everything started to unfold. And I'm glad we did it at such a young age so it didn't supersede over into where he is right now, you know, being married and has a beautiful marriage right now. But what if I didn't?
I love what you're saying, because, and that's one thing I was going to ask you about. Did you find that you were more mad at yourself, or were you mad at your parents?
I found that I was mad at myself a little bit more than I was mad at my parents. Mad that I, at a certain point, I was mad because I didn't, you know, get help earlier. But then he told me one thing. He told me to give myself grace.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one of probably the best thing that he taught me, is to give myself grace in all situations.
Yes, that's true.
Don't be hard on yourself.
That's true.
You know, you are going to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You are human. Mm-hmm. Mistakes are going to happen. That's okay. But how are you going to use those mistakes and learn from them? And move on.
That's true.
At the end of the day, the world's going to keep going.
It's true.
It's going to keep going. True. And either you're going to, you know, get left behind, or you're going to move with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was the best thing that he told me, was give myself grace.
Now,
so
after you started your therapy, were you a lot more observant of your behavior and your surrounding?
Yeah, no, I was more careful with the words that I say, how I say it, how I interact with others. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, you know, you think that you're being a good person, you know, but you also have to watch what you say, you know. It's also I was more attentive to other people. Like, I check on friends, you know, especially my guy friends, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like we're always, you know, oh, you want to go to the club, but it's never like, you know, are you doing good, man? How are you doing today? Like, did you have a great week?
Mm-hmm.
So using, changing my vocabulary and the way, my vernacular, the way that I, you know, the words that I use, it definitely, you know, impacted that, and just how I reach out to friends and talk to family members.
Yeah. No, that's important.
It's very important.
I actually know of some suicide cases that they were saying, well, I can't understand why these people committed suicide. And being observant, I was like, I don't see how you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
They used to say it all the time. I don't need to be here. Nobody cares if I'm here. Da, da, da. And you were just like, whatever, man.
But sometimes,
you
know, and, when they don't say something, they're crying out too.
Yeah.
No,
especially if you know their normal habits, and then if something is not where it needs to be, something is off. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, certain even family members, okay, something tells me I need to check on them, because that's not their normal activity.
Yeah.
And like I said, sometimes they cry out even with not saying anything at all.
And a lot of times we're just so much in our own lives. We don't even pay attention to anybody else, and they're crying out for help, but we're not hearing it because we're so busy trying to tell them what we have going on.
Right. We had a user from Facebook comment and say, our children take on so much guilt about situations they cannot control.
Mm.
They often feel they should be the protectors.
Yes, right.
Mm. I know how that is.
No, that's real.
Like, my
real son
felt that way. And
I felt that same way about my sister. I feel like in that situation, like, I needed to, you know, be the strong person for her.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one of the other reasons why, you know, I was able to kind of put on that facade. I know I need to be strong for her, because if she saw me cry, she was going to start crying, you know. It was kind of sister. So.
Yeah.
We got a question coming back. Miss Allure Hill says, was it hard for you to trust people?
Was it hard for me to trust people?
Yeah.
It was hard for me to trust people in the fact that I knew there was a lot more going to the situation than what was told. And a little bit of me was angry at my parents because they didn't tell me the full situation until I got a little bit older. So I definitely wish that I knew this full situation when I was younger, so I could really grasp and understand it and not be so angry for so long, because I didn't, you know, have the information that I thought that I kind of deserved to know. Yeah.
Wow. It's amazing how when that foundation, because it's like being divorced and then going through a divorce myself. I mean, going through a divorce and then, you know, being a child of parents that's divorced and this type of stuff, it's amazing how that affects you. Because you always feel like there's no permanence in life.
Right.
Like, you always just waiting on something to end.
Yeah, everything kind of.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
And it does make it hard to trust people. Because it's like, because if y'all going to let me down in hell, I know somebody out in the street. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's rough. Thank you so much, Lil Hill, for that question.
But when you go into therapy, I know when I was going through it myself, what she does, she changes your mind. She changes your thinking. That's what it's about, changing your mind, changing the way you think so you can move on in your life and you just don't allow whatever has happened to you to hinder you. But you look at it to the fact, okay, Jesus, I know you got me at this point. Now, how do I get to the next level? Change my mind of thinking, because you know your mind is the enemy's playground. And as long as he can control that, he'll start controlling you, like you said, your actions, your way you speak, to how you carry yourself. So that's when you got to change your mind. You got to change your way of thinking. Sometimes you got to separate yourself from certain people, too.
Yes.
No, yeah, definitely.
And deal with reality.
Yes.
I think a lot, too many times we allow our minds to start to create this storyline.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you start from this painful moment, and then you create this just whole horrific storyline behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to go run with that. And now you all mad, you upset, but things ain't even happened.
That's you know true. I remember going to a workshop, and they were talking about creating stories or what the stories are. And I realized a lot of the things that I saw really weren't what happened. It was the story I created from it. And I had what they call a martyr complex. So I would always sacrifice. And I would always, my badge of honor was my sacrifice.
Yeah.
This is always happening to me. I'm a victim of this. I'm a victim of that. I'm suffering for the greater good. But it was not really that. I was suffering to make myself feel like I was, I guess, giving up for everyone else, and that made me a better person. I don't know.
Wow.
It was weird. I'm crazy. But anyway.
No, you're not, because a lot of times. But
no.
Well, debatable. But no, a lot of times what I found, you know, going through, you know, some tough years in my marriage and this type of thing, a lot of times when you grow up in a dysfunctional household or you grow up in a household that's painful and it's depressive, it becomes your normal.
Mm-hmm.
And this becomes what I'm comfortable with. You see what I'm saying? So then you start to go through the same thing in your adult life. You can deal with it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just like home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you start to live in these cycles, and this type of stuff is dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, for real, like I told my daughters, unhappy and sad and depressed can't be normal, sweetheart. We can't have that.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That is not normal at all.
But continuing the conversation, another thing I wanted to ask you, especially and get your perspective on it.
Sure.
Today, you have an understanding of depression.
Yeah.
You have an understanding of your own mental health and this type of stuff. How do you differentiate, I'm not feeling well today, I'm just sad today, or I'm going back into depression?
Yeah.
What's that differentiator question. For you?
That's a good question. I feel like for me, a bad day is if, like, you know, I get a bad grade on a test. That's only temporary, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a short time, you know. You can fix that.
Mm-hmm.
Within
mm-hmm.
the next week, you know, mm-hmm. get ready for the next test.
Okay.
I think when you feel like you're slipping back into depression, that takes a course of, you know, a couple of months, a couple of weeks. It takes a little bit more time. And when you know you're slipping into depression, it's a silent process.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, because you feel like you're moving through life, but then you realize like there's something else going on. You know, it's not that I got a bad grade on a test. It's like, okay, I'm not happy. You know, I'm just I don't want to be here. It's those thoughts that kind of moving. I think that's the big difference between having a bad day and then kind of slipping back into depression.
Do you have any switches? Like, I remember going to another conference, but I remember going to another thing, and they had, like, when you have bad thoughts, you'd be like, stop.
Yeah.
You know, Ron's great at that now.
Oh, yeah.
Ron,
he gets attention.
All of a sudden, he'd be like walking down the street and stop it. And you'd be like, what's going on, bro? He'd be like, I had some bad thoughts. I just had to, you know. But do you have like switches to say, I'm going to switch out of this depression because I now identify it and I'm going to stop that thought process and try to recorrect it?
No, that's when giving yourself grace kicks in.
Okay.
All right, you had a bad day.
Yeah.
All right, you dwell in it for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Give yourself 10 minutes.
And don't stay there.
Okay. Hop back out of it, and you do something that you love to do.
Yeah.
So for me, it's running, whether it's listening to music, doing poetry, watching a YouTube video on something that you love to do.
Mm-hmm.
Dwell on it for 10 minutes, and then get out of it. Because at the end of the day,
the world's gonna keep moving. It's gonna keep moving. I promise you guys. It's gonna keep moving. And you got gotta move with it.
That's true.
You gotta move with it.
Now you're in college now. What are you in college for?
Yeah, I'm in college for sports management right now. Yeah, okay. So I'm loving it. I started my college career at North Carolina A&T. You know, go Aggies, their graduation. Hey. So shout out to them.
I used to go down there.
Shout out
to the classic.
Yeah, shout out to them. But I decided to transfer back home. Mm-hmm. You know, and transferring to a major that I knew that I was going to really enjoy, and that was sports. So
okay.
I'm enjoying my program. You know, I've made a lot of connections with a lot mm-hmm. of different people. I've kind of grown out of my anxiety, being able to speak in front of people now.
Okay.
So it's
yeah, you're doing a great job on here today.
Right. I would have never known.
And yeah. it's a great field to be in because I've talked to some NFL players that I know, and athletes go through a lot of depression.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
They definitely hide it, but they go through a lot of depression, especially in their later years. And it's like, what do I do next? This all mm-hmm. I know. This all I'm known for.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's a great field for you to bring your expert knowledge about.
Yeah,
mental health to help them physically and mentally.
Yeah, especially when they get in a situation where they're got comfortable with the team and all of a sudden they got traded.
Yeah.
Or injury comes about, the whole world has changed. Now what do I do?
Yeah. Or you play on the Falcons and y'all keep losing them.
Yeah, right. You ain't going to speak bad about them Falcons. Oh,
remember, they're still trying to rise up.
Exactly. You ain't going to speak bad about them Falcons.
We got rid of the problem. Just get up.
We got rid of the problem.
Up.
The problem is gone now.
I guess we will find out. I guess we will see.
But she brought up a good topic. Honestly, you know, we look at, you know, a lot of these celebrities and we look at a lot of these people and we put them on a high pedestal, mm-hmm. but they're humans
right.
like us.
They go through a lot of
like
pressure.
Us. Honestly, they are. And they go through a lot of stuff just like we're going through. You know, and honestly, they have to put on the facade.
Oh, yeah.
Even bigger than sometimes because they got to perform.
They do.
You know?
We're not talking about you.
I'm not talking about me either. I'm just saying.
But he's telling
I'm talking
truth.
About
yeah.
celebrities and this type of stuff. These people are no different than you.
That's
they just
right.
got a different job.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all.
They ain't no different than getting up, going
Thank
to work, being a doctor,
they making a little bit more money than you, but they got issues, like you said. They got to do everything because when they go to bed, what I got to do to make sure I keep this money in my pocket? What I got to do to keep these people off my back, to keep my house, keep my roof over my head? Because when you got a certain lifestyle, and it can be turned off immediately. Then what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen some dark mansions before.
I've seen the repo man. I've seen the IRS coming in, checking off, auctioning your stuff.
Say the Lambo going to the shop.
Right.
It don't look like that wrong.
Right. And you sitting outside in your chair. That's all you got left that you own.
That's them folks' life and them folks' blessing. Let them have it. Oh, my goodness. It is Friday, y'all.
It's true. Thank
what a turn up at, man. Because I've been looking for some new turn up spots. I ain't hanging out with Jeff no more.
Look, he's an old man trying to be young.
See? What?
Jeff be talking about, let go over here to the American Legion.
I said American Legion.
Man, they got,
what the hell is that?
We got Tonk. We got Domino.
That's how I want to spend my Saturday night.
Oh, Lord. Not playing no Tonks and Dominoes.
I know. Bones.
Hey.
You better cut them down.
we got.
I ain't played no spades in a while, though, bro.
Exactly.
We probably can get down.
I'm
some big wits.
We got that Mad Dog 20.
But seriously, where the new turnover spots at?
You know you're going to be in that spot for 30 minutes. <all right>.
Okay.
About 30 minutes.
Oh, God. That is hilarious.
I ended up in some play one night. I'm talking about it was so crazy. It was like some hippies in there. It was some young college folks up there in Buckhead. It's a bar. It's like three bars in a row.
Are you talking about Buckhead bars?
Red,
why are you over there in Buckhead
Red
bars?
No, man.
What's them young folks?
You too young for this.
I told you he going to mess around.
I told you I'm divorced, bro.
See,
he gonna do the hell I want to. My lawyer said, look, he going to be that old guy.
Watch him, APD. Watch him.
He going to be that old guy with his head on the table, sleeping. Everybody going to be walking by.
Okay.
Look at him.
My lawyer said, Mr. Pride, you are good.
Even his own and popping now.
Just rub him on
Ladies,
his back.
Ladies, look out.
Just rub him on his back. He going to be all right.
I don't like back rub. I don't.
What?
I don't do back rub.
You don't do massages?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you don't know
I
what
do.
You're missing out on, honey. I'm just trying to tell
my
you.
My back says rub me. I got it tattooed on my back. Rub me.
Seriously. Really? You
rub
don't
me.
Go on, shout out to your favorite rub spot. Go on, shout it out.
They don't need to know about that. The feds don't need to know. No, the feds are watching.
Oh, Lord.
Rub me.
Oh, God.
With the oil, the we baby oil.
We going to get.
Stay out that damn community.
Because we going to get the blue light special in a minute.
So what's college life like?
Man, Lord. College life after COVID, it's completely different, man.
What is that like, for real, though? Is it weird? Y'all still having the weird social interactions?
So,
or?
Like, coming from online, being on online, I'm not going to lie, I like online.
Really? You're the first one I've heard that. Most students hated it.
Wow. I definitely, especially because once you get, of course, to, like, your junior, senior year, you're already ready to go.
Yeah,
you're ready to go. And then you got these young folks coming on campus, and it's different. You know, they're doing TikTok dances ahead of the class. We're just trying to graduate, you know. It's a different experience now. Yeah, wow. It's definitely different.
I remember freshman year of college. We will not talk about the footage.
Now, freshman year, that's different. Freshman year, that's a different situation.
Shout out to
flashbacks. We keep those stories in the vault.
Yeah. Shout out to all my freshman girlfriends.
I lived my best life when I was at BC.
Yes, yes. Shout out to all the freshman girlfriends.
Virginia State University.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
All the ones at Freaknik. Oh. Man, get this camera off.
Yeah, shout out to HBCUs.
Oh, my God. Ain't nothing like an HBCU.
Oh, man, yes.
Freaknik was off the chain, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, yeah, it was off the chain.
I was in high school in 95, but I still was up here.
Y'all be talking about us. Y'all be talking about us. We be seeing the footage.
I'm not a hypocrite, though.
You don't even know about Freaknik.
Like, some people,
he don't know about Freaknik.
Some people parent like a hypocrite. I be real with my children, okay? I ain't no hypocrite with mine. I told my son. This is why you don't need to be out there.
That's why I told my son.
And this is why you can't go.
I told my son the same thing, because I went to school. I lived my best life at Virginia State University. Yes, I did. Yeah.
But you got to have those stories, though. You got to have those, what I call grandparent stories. So you can tell the grandkids, and you're like,
tell us story,
you know,
Joe.
I was a wild boy back in my day.
Jesus.
You know, because you don't want to be the one that I didn't do nothing when I was in my 20s. No, I was a wild boy. That's why I can tell you when you're talking about you had a flat tire on your way home at 3 in the morning. I know that there's AAA. There is no flat tires at 3 in the morning, and I know where you went.
Tuskegee University say she in the house.
Oh, Tuskegee. Yes. Yeah, shout out your HBCU.
Yes,
shout out to HBCU. So what's Georgia State going to do this year in football?
What's Georgia State? All right, so I want to say one thing. We got a great program, man. All around. So the great thing with Georgia State, they have a great opportunity to build something really great because they have a young program. Their football program is relatively young. I want to say 2016 is when they got started.
Mm-hmm.
They already one of the top teams in the Sun Belt Conference.
Yeah.
Won a couple ball games.
No,
Coach Allen, he's doing his thing over there at Georgia State. We got a new basketball head coach, building a really good basketball program. Mm. We're doing the right things, man.
You got a new president, right?
Yeah, new president, too.
Yes.
Greatness takes time. Greatness takes
all right.
time.
Yes, it does.
Yes,
Falcons been going after that greatness for about 24, 34 years.
They going to get there.
Are we calling it greatness?
I don't know. We'd be happy right now just for
we can't throw that word around like that.
Can we get good?
Thank you very much.
Can we be fair?
We're going to go to some games this year, man.
They're going to be cheap tickets.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
After that season
last
year.
It's going to be like the Hawks game. You go to the Hawks game, don't nobody cheer for the Hawks. Everybody there for the other team.
I used to be an usher when I first got here to Atlanta at the arena. And it was funny because everybody would come for who they're playing. We used to give out over 1,000 tickets for free and still have an empty stadium.
Yeah. Damn.
It was crazy.
Are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious. A bunch of free tickets and empty seats.
Say, come to the game, please.
Yeah. Now, you know, we're at least making the playoffs.
We're going to get you a free drink. Oh, my goodness.
I'm coming to some games,
it's an
man.
Experience to go to the bands, though. It's an experience.
That's nice. You get you a little
You need to do it at least if you live in Atlanta or if you ever come this way. You need to do it at least once in your life.
And when you go to an HBCU game,
what?
You go for the band at Hampton.
Hello, you already know? You already know? What?
Now, see, I came from Hampton, so it was a little difficult. We had a good football team.
Hey.
So we went for the game because we were beating people.
See,
but when I got down here, I noticed everybody went for halftime, and I'm going to the concession stand. They're like, where you going now?
You go to
the
halftime.
You
halftime and tailgate. That's what you do.
And Hampton's band was all right.
After that. Yeah,
nobody go to the game. You go to halftime and tailgate.
And Montgomery, we got the Turkey Day Classic. So it's Alabama versus Tuskegee, bro. Mm-hmm. The Mighty Marching Hornets.
Yep.
I'm sorry, saying. Tuskegee fan down there. Y'all band look like like y'all in junior high. I'm serious.
Stop.
But it wasn't but like 13 of them out there, and I couldn't hear nothing they was playing. It was like,
that is
crazy.
True. When you got the little bands, you can't do the little
bands. Then somebody
band.
Had a flute. I'm like, what the hell the flute for? Y'all should have them some whistles.
But then God, they start to funny. Do the battle. And they start battling.
I'm sorry.
Battle of the Bands. I love Tuskegee.
I
love the Battle of the Bands.
Yeah. I love Tuskegee. We had some great fun at Tuskegee several times.
Matter of fact, I'm ready now, man. I'm about to go ahead and get my little gear together.
Homecoming is going to be it for all the colleges this year. It's going to be lit for real.
I'm going to get my fedora, get my cigar, all right. Get my silver fox.
Okay.
Woo! To all you freshmen, KC said, holla at your boy.
Not no freshman.
A freshman?
Junior and above.
Hello, thank you very much.
He said he's divorced now. Holla at your boy.
Not no freshman.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. It is another Turn Up Friday right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio. Checking in one time, it's the Rockstar KC.
Hey, Mr. Marketology.
And Dr. P.
And we'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Williams with Align for Life Wellness. I want to invite you to our new office at 1800 Jonesboro Road in Atlanta. Come in for a consultation, examination, therapy, and x-ray, all for just $100.
What?
Yes, $100. This offer expires soon, so call us to schedule at 404-383-1110 or find us on the web at www.yourfinespine.com.
If you want to be fine, take care of your spine.
We're open late.
Hey folks, just a quick reminder that no matter the time of the day and no matter what day of the week, East Coast, West Coast, all points in between, we are always on. So go to your app store and download the Real 1100 app and listen wherever and whenever.
Hey, it's Matt Hampton from the new Black Wall Street Market, and you're listening to the number one business show here in Atlanta, Georgia.
And we are back right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio. Tech man all over the world.
All over the globe for all you old men that love the ladies.
What? All the silver foxes.
Not the after hour voice.
Okay. Midnight after dark.
Just say he the Bobby Womack of radio.
Oh, Lord Jesus, help us.
Go on, give him something. If you think you're lonely. Go on, give him a bit.
Oh, wait until tonight, girl.
You're going to act up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If you think you're lonely,
we gonna do the duet.
The duet.
Ooh, Jeff and Dr. P.
He got that smooth midnight.
Trying to be like Barry White. I'm trying to be like Barry White.
No, I can't do nothing but the Turn Up hours. I can't do it.
Nah, after
today. There it is. Yes.
Look, crank it.
At
Friday.
Yes. I'm asleep, bro.
Some of y'all gonna be lonely tonight. Because
everybody needs. Everybody needs somebody to love.
So, crazy enough. So, I know somebody that know Bobby Womack, and they was there when this song got created in the studio.
Really?
So she literally, Tiffany at Life Center, she literally told me the story yesterday. So, she was telling me, she said it was him and his homeboy, they was in the studio, right? Mm-hmm. And they had these two chicks with them. Mm-hmm. And the girls was like, we ready to go, Bobby, we ready to go. Can't y'all through? Y'all just over there playing music. And then she told me, I'm finna go. And then and the guy that was with Bobby Womack turned around and told her, talking about, if you think you're lonely now, wait until the night. And then Bobby turned around and said, hold on.
That's a song.
We got a classic.
I said, oh, my, I can't wait to get Tiff now. Here's some chicken to tell y'all that story.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic.
That's a classic.
Oh, my goodness. Lord have mercy. It has been another great week right here on the number one rated business show. Awesome Friday.
Yes.
Yep.
Awesome young man. One time.
Give his information.
Let everybody know how they can get in contact with you, man, and support you throughout your college career and everything. If this, y'all support this young man, whatever.
Donate to his tuition.
Exactly.
No, we're going to college for free.
That's a whole nother show.
Georgia State paid me to go to school.
That's a whole nother no, show. We need to talk about it. We need to talk about it.
We can talk about financial literacy, too.
Go ahead and get everybody your social media.
Yeah,
get
but y'all can reach me at my blog on my Instagram at Pain Behind the Facade. That's Pain the and then Facade. You got it.
Okay. Yeah, don't have KC try to spell it because he ain't going to spell it.
I ain't going to spell it out. But yeah, Pain Behind the Facade is the it's the Instagram and blog.
All right, y'all make sure that y'all support this young man throughout his career. And if y'all see him, congratulate this man because what he is doing and just being a voice for young folks at your age for mental health, man, that's serious. And that's commendable, and I'm proud of you, young man.
And if you do want to donate, I'll take donations for his tuition.
Now, wait a second. I didn't say that they had to go to you.
Oh, my goodness, Jeff. How can we find you on social media?
I'm trying to raise money. We're going to talk about entrepreneurialism in a minute.
Oh, my goodness. How can folks find you on social media, Joe?
Follow me at Mr. Marketology. And if you're on Instagram, you can follow me at Mr.Marketology. And if you're on LinkedIn, you can follow me at Jeff Beal. And if you want to follow me anywhere, you can follow me at JeffBeal.com.
Come on, Dr. P.
Hello,
get Dr. P some camera time.
Okay, you can follow me at Real Talk DRP on IG. You can follow me also. I am on Facebook as well as Priscilla Hubbard, and I look forward to being with you. And you also can join my group, Divas Women of Empowerment, on Facebook.
Lord have mercy.
And if you want to follow me and Dr. P,
y'all can follow me right here on Instagram. At I am KC Pryde. You can find me at all channels, and y'all can find me somewhere tonight turning up. Me and Ryan going out.
We at the bars.
I'm hanging with y'all. And we out.
I'm going to be sleep.